Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. I had to take some time off because it's summer. We are live. Today is Tuesday, August the 20th, and we have an amazing, amazing, amazing show prepared for you today. We have two guests today, amazing people that I had the opportunity to network through social media and through all different venues. I want to take some time to thank all my listeners. We have over, and I do not want to lie, so I want to make sure that I get my number, but we have over 2,371 listeners subscribed to our Lizzie T. Radio Show and our fan page. So I am very thankful for all of you listeners. We have some new listeners from Vancouver, Regina, Saskatchewan, Australia, and some new people that will be on the show. Amazing singer, hello to Van in Vancouver. And I do not want to forget as well to thank our sponsor. We are being sponsored right now by OMG Event, OhMyGoshEvent.com. Contact Alex and Mark at 905-960-2686. And also Whole Fitness Canada. Also call Michelle. If you're looking for a different kind of workout, contact Michelle at 647-200-6608. And like I said, we have two amazing guests, and ladies are first. So we will have our first guest, and her name is Belle, and she has a very, very interesting business, is Moving Seniors with a Smile, and I will bring her on. And here is L'Oreal Belle. A very, very special guest. Now, some of you listeners are not aware, but recently I had to move my parents. And my parents are not senior. They're not older. They're very mobile, but they're retired, and they need help. And so my family, my brothers and sister, we were able to help them out. And I was wondering, and I was asking myself, if we were able to help them out, what happened to those people, those seniors that they don't have that help? Well, I have an expert that to talk all about that and to discuss this this great subject. I have brought with us tonight, her name is Laurier Belle. She is the founder and management director and Moving Senior with Smile Inc. I love that name. She has been recognized leader in project management for 20 years, and she's achieved multiple professional success in programming planning and delivering team management across Canada. For 8 years, Laurier provided mental health support, expertise, and training, both active listening and crisis intervention. She has educational background that includes an undergraduate degree in psychology and a certificate in dispute resolution. This lady is very, very talented. Laurier has successfully transitioned many older adults to seniors and to smaller places. Moving Seniors with a Smile offers a full range of organization downsizing and senior move management service to all the Greater Toronto Area. So here I bring. How are you this afternoon, this evening, L'Oreal?
I'm very well, Liz, so thanks for having me on your show this evening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for participating. Now, I have a question for you. This is such a great idea that as an entrepreneur, every time somebody comes with an amazing idea, we're just like, oh, I should have thought of that. But how did you come up with the name? How did you come up with this great business idea?
Well, I basically have done a lot of things in my life, and I keep going from one thing to – I do things for about a decade at a time. And I had been working, in project management and program development for the last 11 and a half years. And mm-hmm. prior to that, I'd done the crisis intervention and suicide prevention. Prior to that, I'd sold residential real estate.
Wow.
And in the middle of all that, I downsized my mom 4 times. She had had Parkinson's. She's passed away now. But she'd had Parkinson's, and I basically downsized her on 4 different occasions as her healthcare needs changed. And, you know, I thought, okay, I want to do something fulfilling for the next decade, and what can I really come up with that solves a problem and helps mm-hmm. people and I can feel good about and strengthen? So I came up with that, and the name kind of just came to me, and I set it up last summer, and it's been going really, really well.
Unbelievable, and it sounds like you're very, very successful, and you're doing really well. I've looked at your website, amazing website, very warming, very easy to read, especially for seniors. I love the font. Everything is really amazing about it. Now, and you already answered my second question. What do you like the most about this new adventure, your new career, your new...
Well, I think I like being able to help people because I'm really feeling like I'm making a difference. And I'm going
right.
in and doing... you know, I'm assisting them, I'm working with them, I'm bringing together everything I've ever learned, and I'm learning new things. I'm learning a lot about social media and really how to get the message out and building awareness in different ways. So it's just, I don't know, it's a very rewarding kind of work.
It is, and helping seniors is definitely something that is closer to our heart. Children and seniors, we always set a priority just because they need the most help. And that's what I was asking myself, what happened to those people that don't have their kids, their significant other, because they have passed away? What happened? And I'm so glad I bumped into you, because there are people like business like yourself that is able to help this senior out there. And I do not want to forget, I want to make sure that anybody who is listening right now is able to reach you. Is there a business number? Is there a website? I know you mentioned you're learning multimedia, social media, so can you please give the listener your information?
Sure. The phone number I'll provide first, it's 416-697-8106, and the website is www.movingseniorswithasmile.ca. So on that, there is also connections to my Facebook page and to my Twitter account and my LinkedIn pages as well. So all of that's on my website.
Fantastic. And on our fan page, Lizzie T Radio Show, I will have all those links. This radio show will be recorded. So for anybody who has missed the number or has missed the website, they will be able to link it and go straight to you. And I have another question. What is the most frustrating, or I wouldn't say frustrating, but what is the most difficult part of this business, doing it or getting it going? What would you say that is the most difficult part of this business?
I think the most challenging part is to let people know that these services exist. I've met a lot of people who have struggled through it themselves. I met a young woman last summer who said, oh, I wish I knew about this service or that these services existed, because her mom had lost her job trying to look after her grandmother and get her grandmother downsized, and the time requirements were just so extensive that this young woman's mom had lost her job. So it's really a matter of building awareness so that people know the services are out there. And I think, you know, letting them know exactly what it is and that it's a valuable service, because it's an objective voice, and it can really save family dynamics a lot.
And I will be doing my part with Liza T Radio Show to make sure that the word is spread out, that everybody should contact Loria Bell at Moving Seniors with Smile. That is such a beautiful name. Now, I have another question for you. Now, I know that you can't give all your secrets right now, but there's any maybe one or two tips, and I want you to think about it before I'm going to go a tiny short break. What would you say are the two most important tips to give someone that is helping or somebody that's listening right now? What should they get ready for when they're moving their significant other or their seniors or their parents? And I'll be right back. Think on that question. This is Liza T. On your radio show.
Visit www.jnltphotography.com. That's jnltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at JNLT Photography. Do you know why? Because JNLT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. JNLT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jnltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jnltphotography.com. That's www.jnltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
And we're back. This is Liz, your host at Liza T Radio Show. And we have with us this afternoon, this evening, Loria Bell with Moving Senior with Smile. And I asked her a question just a little while ago. What will be the two tips that she will be able to share with us this evening when it comes down to moving our seniors?
Well, I think that the most important thing, Liz, is to start early. So sometimes people wait a little bit long before they try this. Mm. And then, you know, then they lose control. So something happens. There's a slip. There's a fall. There's an illness. And then people aren't able to make the choices that they should be making themselves. And so I think starting early and asking for help. One of the things that you mentioned, you know, when people don't have families, what I find is I'm often working with the most caring families, because they're the ones that really want to please their mom or dad and really have them have the things that they want near them and think about how those things are situated in a new environment. And sometimes it's a matter of making their own home safer and you know, maybe downsizing a bit, but shaping their environment so that it's good for their parents, and their parents can enjoy it. So it's really starting early and asking for help.
Those are great two tips. And obviously, she has a lot more to share. Please do contact Seniors, Moving Seniors with Smile, Inc. She has a fan page. She has a great website. Her number is there. There is a blog. I think you have a blog as well, right?
Yes, I just started a blog recently. So, yes, I do.
Yes, I was looking. So there's obviously a lot more tips there, and this is fantastic, and we all need – it's amazing how hard it is for people to be asking help. And those tips, really, it doesn't really apply for only seniors. It's for everybody who's thinking and considering moving. Starting early and downsizing, I think, is the hardest part of a move. It doesn't matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, For somebody who's thinking and looks like you are doing amazing, I can see you everywhere. You're on social media. Your website is constantly updated, which is fantastic. For somebody who's starting a business like yourself, any tips that you would like to share with us? How to go about it? How to become more successful? How to spread the word?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people who want to get into this kind of a business. And I think it's a matter of a little bit of experience in it is really, really helpful. I mean, you end up getting referrals from satisfied clients, but it's also just the wisdom of having gone through it, you know, on through it themselves or with family members or people, and they realize some of the things that can go on. I think my background in mental health support and crisis intervention and dispute resolution has been very valuable. So it really brings that added extra to some of the dynamics, and it keeps families. It's a preventing family disputes before it becomes sibling rivalry or any of those things that can come up.
Absolutely. When I read your bio and I was looking at your background, I'm like, this is a perfect fit for what you're doing, because you've done the background, the mental health support, and you've done the crisis intervention. So it you fit like a glove. I think this definitely it was something that you needed to be doing for a while. And like you said, you like to change careers within a sentence. Fantastic. Fantastic. I cannot believe that 15 minutes has just flown by here at Lizzie T Radio Show. I have a huge pleasure to thank Lori Bell for calling in, for being part of the show, sharing her knowledge. Again, please, please, all the listeners, contact her, Moving Seniors with Smile, Inc. Again, there will be a link at Lizzie T Radio Show fan page and for anybody to contact Lori. Any last word before we have to say goodbye? But definitely, what are the plans for the future? That was my last question.
Well, I'm hoping to expand the service as long as I'm able to help, you know, and make a contribution. I do offer a free consultation to anybody within the Greater Toronto Area, and I'm happy to come out and tailor each proposal to the person's needs, because everybody's needs are different.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for calling in, Lori.
Thank you.
And we'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie.
And that was Lori Bell with Moving Senior with Smile. That was a great show. That was a great segment. I am so happy that I was asked to do this, because definitely there is a lot of help for the seniors that needs to be given. And if you have an idea for a show, please email radio@lizzyt.ca, and we love to have you as a guest in our show. We love to have more ideas and be part of this networking with me. And that was Lori, and we are continuing with our fantastic show, and we have our next guest. Today we are so pumped up because we have one of my favorite segment, and is about inventing. My husband is pretty inventive, but nothing like this fellow. His name is Paul, and he is an inventor. And Paul Carmichael, he is all the way from Vancouver, actually in BC, and he's going to tell us where he is from, and he is going to talk about his invention. Very interesting invention. His page right now, listener, is on our fan page on Lizzie T Radio at our Facebook fan page. Also, it will be on our website. There's a whole bio and there's videos. Amazing, amazing, and we can't wait. Here's a tiny little bit of background on Paul.
Paul Carmichael, designer and CEO of Cribbit Innovation Corp., is a North American-based company that focuses on adding value to tablet and iPad. why we designed the products we do. Because we like to help people. We believe we have designed an affordable product that allows users to get most function utility possible from their tablet and iPad while providing added security at the same time. Are we committed to our focus? We are not happy. We're committed to working with our customers to solve any outstanding issues as long as they own a Cribbit. And I quote Paul, "I truly appreciate the confidence that you have placed in Cribbit and myself, and I assure you will do. I assure you we will do everything possible so that you are rewarded via outstanding product loaded with value and great customer service."
And without further ado, here is and I apologize to the listener. We're having a bit of a technical difficulty with our power here, but everything, every great show always, always has something. So, how are you this evening, Paul?
I am fine, thank you. Nice to talk to you, Lizzie.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I just wanted to make sure that the listeners know, where exactly are you in BC?
I'm in Mill Bay, British Columbia, so that's a small community about 30 minutes north of Victoria on Vancouver Island.
Fantastic. So you're in Vancouver Island. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, Paul. I had a little bit of background, but just for the listeners, I want to make sure that they know who they're talking and who they can identify with.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, basically, I'm 47 years old. I'm a father of two, and I have a 9-year-old daughter. Now she's 9, it's close to 10, and my son turns 4 next week. So I started late with my family. But as far as my career, I've always been sort of, my father was an inventor, and I've always been, I've always sort of referred to as a right-brain thinker, more visual and kind of wacky. But I ended up going into the, I was an investment advisor for the last 20 or 20 years, and wasn't for me, because to be a quality investment advisor, you have to be extremely conservative. And, of course, to be an inventor, you have to be the absolute opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems, or to be good at it, it seems, you have to be, so you have to be able to take risks and to, you know, you just don't know where things are going to take you. So, but that is truly the type of, that's the person that I am, and that's where my skill set lies. And, so that's how I was able to come up with this product.
So tell us, for the listeners, and by the way, listeners, if you have a question for Paul, you're welcome to call in. Our phone number is 347-996-3926. Again, it's 347-996-3926. Or if you want to post a question on our fan page, we love to answer your question. Paul is here with us for a little while, and he can answer your question. Now, a curiosity that some of our fans on our fan page has, how did you come up with this idea, and why? I know that you work with there's any relations with autistic people. What gave you the idea to come up with this product?
Well, my nephews have autism, and so I was thinking that's always on my mind. They're always on my mind. And then two Christmases ago, we had bought my daughter, she was 7 at the time, a tablet for Christmas. That was our first tablet.
Okay.
And so that afternoon, it was Christmas Day, our Boxing Day, I watched her with it, and she was trying to play with it. And, of course, it was a larger tablet, so it was about 10 inches,
mm-hmm.
and she was trying to play and hold it at the same time on the couch. And she couldn't play games, or her fingers, you know, you have to hold it on each side plus reach your thumbs in. And I noticed that she was having a lot of difficulty. And this was sort of my first introduction to tablets myself. I'd always had laptops. And so I realized, well, she needs a stand of some kind. So I didn't know what was on the market. So I went out to see to the Future Shop and Staples and such to see what was available. And I realized there wasn't anything. There's cases, but there wasn't really a good stand that would allow her to use it, like sitting on the couch or in bed and things. So when I got home, I was thinking about this, and for about a day, went out to I think it was Michael's, and I was walking through there, and I saw a sort of a stand. It was for something else. I was holding a wedding book or something, a photo album. But it gave me the inspiration to do to start. So I rushed home. I went into the garage. I cut all the tops of my 5-gallon paint panels, and I came up with my first prototype, which is similar in function. It certainly looked different than this, my final product, but it functional wise, it worked very well. And so as people came over, they saw it and they were asking about it. So then I knew I sort of had something that was worth looking into. And I realized that, there wasn't really much on the market other than, single use stands that could do one thing. It could sit on a couch, sit on a flat surface maybe or something like that. So, I basically researched it and, progressed and sort of rebuilt the prototype a number of times until I came to a product that I was happy with. And, it's continuing to morph from there. So,
wow.
So my initial intention was for kids and people basically that had difficulty holding a large tablet. And then what had happened is it was coming up on Christmas of last year, and I'd give it to my nephews, and they loved it. The reason why is because it was colorful, and particularly kids with autism often don't like to change what they're using at the particular time, what they're comfortable with. And because it was curvy and kind of funky looking, it was soft, but extremely useful because it allows you to put it on your a tablet. It grips your leg. It adapts to uneven surfaces on the ground and such. They loved it. And so they stopped propping their iPad up against their sippy cup and started using the Cribbit. So that was sort of the start there. And what I did was I had the thought of going to, I'll go to the Victoria Autism Society, and I came up with this name called 12 Days of Cribbit. It was just before Christmas, and I was just going to launch. I hadn't launched the product yet, and they had looked at the product and thought that it could be very useful to the families that are a member or a part of it. So we ran a 12 Days of Cribbit just before Christmas, where $10 from every Cribbit sold went to the Victoria Autism Society, and we raised $1,000. And
congratulations.
That was sort of the start. And how it went. That's how we went down that road.
Congratulations, and kudos to you for listening to that inner voice. I love to have guests like yourself that are inventors and they're entrepreneurs, and they take that extra step, the courage that it takes to come up with a product that is not in the market to go to businesses, and it's amazing. I just take my hat to you and kudos to you. Now, why the name Cribbit? I'm curious about how to come up with that.
Well, Cribbit is, if you look at the green one, was the one I started with. And it's, basically you take an iPad or a tablet, it fits everything 5.5 inches and up. So it's universal.
Mm-hmm.
So you only need one size. And basically what you do is you put your iPad or tablet in it. So I put it in a crib. You put it in the crib. It's like a holder. So you put it in this, you crib it. So that's where I thought Cribbit, and then if you look at it, kind of has, and you compare it to my logo, it looks like a frog, and then that's of course Cribbit, Ribbit, and that's sort of how the whole thing went. My first one was green, and so that's how we got the name. And
fantastic.
And it's catchy.
It definitely is, and it's definitely cute, and it's funny. For the listeners, I have a link on the Lizzie T fan page. There is the play live right now if you're listening, and also the website for Cribbit, which is cribbit.com. Right now, the Cribbits are on special for $39.99 right there, and there's several pictures, so this is fantastic. And what a great idea. What a great, again, my congratulations to take that, to listen to your inspiration, to listen to creative voice, and go ahead and do this. This is great. A lot of people do not have the guts to do what you did. They just sit on that idea, and they never move forward. And congratulations and kudos to you for doing that and for listening to that creative voice. Now, you mentioned that everybody can benefit. You designed it originally for children, but you notice that it's taken off and everybody is looking into purchase those.
Sure.
So why would you say that it's an advantage to have that instead of not having it at all?
Yes. Well, there's a video on the website, which is the Cribbit.com website, and it shows my next step was school district, and they bought 70 right away, and the principals and all the classrooms, all the kids were using it. I think it was for elementary and high school were going to experiment with it, and so again it was you're able to get all the angles. Where with most cases, you can only get three or four angles. So there's something called computer vision syndrome. When you start adapting your body to your iPad or tablet, you start looking down and avoiding the glare because almost all other products out there don't allow you to fully adjust the tablet. So you end up, and these are long-term effects that they're seeing. And also, let's say you see people crossing their legs. If you see somebody, like say we see them on the ferry or in the bus, or they're crossing their legs and balancing there on their legs. You know, doing those types of actions for hours on end, you're going to start seeing pressure points being affected, and so they're also your neck and these sorts of things. So. There's a number of problems that it solves. The other thing is for anybody with arthritis, it's easy to hold on to, and you can use it as a handle, or you can clamp it on your hand for demonstrating or for filming. One of the biggest markets for it is in the kitchen. Now, because it's a sticky material, you can put it on granite, and you can put your iPad or tablet in it and watch, have recipes. And then we have another way of attaching it to cabinets, where underneath the cabinet, where you can have it at eye level while you bake or cook. So these are, as we move forward, I'm getting a bunch of new ideas from people that have them, that how they're using it. So now you have, it's great for children, wow. It's great for people over 55, and then in the middle you've got all these different uses that people want to be able to use their tablet. The fact is iPad and tablets are actually quite difficult to hold because they're slippery, and this solves that problem and allows you to do so much more with it because it grips it, it holds in place, and it won't come out. You can put it in your car, in the back seat of your car. You can there's a number of things. The video on the website kind of tells the story of some of the things you can do. And that's only a small portion.
And I just have placed, ladies and gentlemen, the link for the video here on our fan page for your pleasure to see it. Now, were you, Paul, always an inventor? Is this something that was always within you to come up with ideas to do better, to come up with ideas to do ways better and easier?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing you put it that way, because one of the things I did out of the gate was sometimes you don't know why you do what you do. It's confusing until you finally. I was talking to a man, and he was 92. He's an Air Force pilot, and he was the last alive in his squadron, and he told me he called me up one day to buy one, and he didn't even own a tablet, but he just wanted to meet me because he thought he read an article in the paper about me, and so I sat there and he said I met him, and he's a very nice man and very interesting. Told me some stories about his life, and what he said to me, he said when you have it takes. This is what his quote, not mine. So he says it takes average, you know, skill level to sort of improve something by making it more complicated. But he said what really takes skill is to make something better by simplifying it. And he said this is what you've done here, and that is right. I get in the way that when I designed it, I tried to make it simple and easy to make. Because I don't have, you know, I didn't want to have to go, plastic injection, molding route, and all these sorts of things. And it turns out that the end design was quite simple, in its design, but actually the function is universal and very versatile. So that was nice of him to. I walked out of there feeling, you know, a big smile on my face, and made me feel very proud of what I'd done. And you should be
very proud, Paul, because it takes a lot of gut for somebody to act on their instinct and to act on what they're good at. And you have done that, and kudos to you again for taking that extra step and for going forward with this idea. Now, here at the Lizzie T, our motto is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. So for the listeners right now that are listening, I have pasted most of your website is email, your email or your phone number. Where can they reach you?
The website's all my contact information is on the website. So that's www.cribbit.com. So that's KRIBBIT, so cribbit.com. My web, that's pcarmichael@cribbit.com. You can contact me through my email. That's the best place to get to find me. And you can read the bio and stuff like that. And a video that's very informative and pictures. And one thing I also wanted to talk about, so I went to a New York conference about a month ago, and I learned about there's a on-the-shelf contest with Walmart, and that's in the States. And I was asked to apply, and they vet the products to look at them to see if it's something you'd be interested in. So I was accepted, and so now they have a voting sort of similar to the Lay's potato chips sort of contest. Now they have everybody on there, and we are in the electronic section of Get on the Shelf at Walmart.
Wow.
And it's a contest that runs till September 2nd. And so you basically have to get, the whole idea is to see how much interest you generate in your product, and then they sort of go from there to see, well, if the product they want to take on. So that's the opportunity in front of us right now. And so that's what we're trying to do, go out to sort of fellow Canadians to support us and to try and help us get there. So
fantastic.
There's a link at the bottom of my webpage to talk about that.
Yes, and here at the Lizzie T, we will make our part. We will be helping you and talking about this amazing invention that you have definitely contributed for a lot of people to be able to use it. Now, as an inventor, and a lot of people that are listening to us right now, they're thinking, oh, but that was Paul. That's Paul Carmichael. I cannot do what he's doing. It's very difficult. And you know how it is when you have an idea, but you're not confident on yourself to take it forward like you did. What advice would you give to our listeners that somebody has a great idea like what you have, and they're not acting. What advice would you give?
Well, I think what I always do is when I come up with an idea, I always try and find a way to manufacture it without having to go offshore. I need all my materials within. I generally go to all the local stores, and I find my materials and I build my prototype. And then it kind of morphs from there. So I think I scan, when I have an idea, I scan Home Depot and all these different stores. Even dollar stores are amazing, actually, because they have so many things in there, you know, fasteners and different ways that people have built something. And you get ideas from what they've done. And it sort of simplifies your idea, and you can see how it can be done cost-effectively, where you can buy parts to build a prototype without spending a lot of money. You know,
right.
As soon as you have an idea that sort of that involves building a plastic injection molding, a mold, of course you're looking at $50,000 to $100,000, you know, huge money to do that. And that's what stops a lot of people.
Right.
And so what I've done is I try to, or the ideas that I've come up with, I try and do it without going there. And I look for fasteners is what that are tremendously fascinating for me. So fascinators sort of allow you to...
And it looks like we had lost connection with Paul. We'll try to bring him back as soon as we can. We will cut for a short commercial, and we will be back with Paul.
OMG Event, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, ohmygoshevents.com.
Hello?
OMG Event, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, ohmygoshevents.com.
And we're back with the Lizzie T Radio Show. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And sorry about that, listeners. We had a little bit of a technical problem, and Paul is back with talking about his greatest invention, the Cribbit. I am pretty impressed to what somebody can accomplish once they have an idea in their mind, and they want to make sure that this goes forward and it gets produced and it gets sold. So don't be discouraged. He was telling us how important it is to, one point number one is to make a prototype, a cheap prototype, something that you can take and show to producers or somebody that they can produce the product for you. And persistent definitely is something that if you have something that you are passionate about, that you should go for, because there is definitely a reward at the end. So here is back. We are back with Paul. So is there any other
Hello.
Point that you can tell us? Yeah, is there any other point that you can tell us that for somebody who's thinking of creating or inventing something? So you were saying that a prototype is definitely a good idea, and passion. I can tell by your voice, and I can tell by the love that you have for the products. Passion is definitely number one. And any other a third point that you can tell the listeners?
Yeah.
If
Yeah, probably most importantly, actually, is not most inventors get very protective of their idea, and
mm-hmm.
they keep it too close to their chest. And when the biggest thing is to let go of that, and you know, you do what you can to patent it. I have a patent pending in the U.S. and Canada. You do what you can
okay.
to protect it, and you can do most of that, a lot of that stuff yourself. But once you do. Even if you and if you don't have the money to do it, the key is just to get out there and you like and run and don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And people, if you sit on it, and it'll just stay there. The key is to get out and run and push. And people, when they see your enthusiasm, they'll join you and help you. And that's what's key. When somebody takes somebody else's idea, generally that enthusiasm isn't there, and you don't get the help and support. So the key is for yourself. Don't be afraid. Do what you can to protect it, you know. And then other than that, just run and just move and just and even get your product out there before it's final. You know, before you're never going to be at your, you're never at your sort of your final end product. It's always morphing. You're always getting ideas from people. So but you needed to get out there to get the feedback. So for one, know if you have a viable product, and two, to get ideas on how to improve upon it. So. And that often doesn't help. A lot of inventors get very worried about that. And my third point would be to don't be afraid. Get out there and do it.
Fantastic. Love your advice. And for the listeners that are listening to us right now, and again, by the way, this is recorded. It will be on Blog Talk Radio for as long as I live. And if you miss any of the points, they're very, very good points. The very good advice is don't be afraid and follow your passion, make a protocol up, and just do what you have to do, because definitely there is a reward. I want to thank you, Paul, for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. You have given us so much inspiration, and you've given us so much hope for people that are thinking of doing what you're doing. And we wish you the greatest success with your product. We will be promoting definitely this amazing product, and we congratulate you for everything that you are doing and for taking the ownership on this. This is amazing. What's next for you? And that's my last question. What is next for Paul?
The key is for me now, the products. I have I have a number of accessories and attachments for it. I attach it to a wheelchair, attach it to a tripod, and these things are coming. But the key now, of course, is marketing and getting out there and getting people to know about it. That's the key. That's the difficult part now. I have to, like, this Walmart contest would be absolutely phenomenal to win that, but just exposure is great. And so it's just marketing and then building the brand and then developing other products and bringing them, that, you know, sort of into the, down the pipe, and have a lot of ideas. This is one I have, you know, it definitely deserves, you know, mass market, because it's, you know, it's pretty much the best. It is the best stand on the market, I have to say. And you know how big that market is. It's huge. So I have to, it's just that's the challenge now. And so up and now until Christmas. Christmas will sort of tell the story.
Absolutely.
But one thing I didn't mention is we're in all the London Drugs. They picked up our product, London Drugs in Western Canada. So they're a big box in Western Canada. They've picked up the product. So it's now I'm on the shelves there.
Wow.
Amongst others, so.
Fantastic. Any thoughts of going international?
Oh, I'm the product, the kit. I had a lady that had, she's a kitchen accessory blogger. She was big in Australia, and she, just the cabinet idea, being attached to the bottom of a cabinet, she sold hundreds of them in the last month. So
you are ready.
Yeah, I've shipped them to South Africa. And, you know, we've sold about 3,000 now in the last 6 months.
Wow.
And one other comment, which I'd say, is no, I haven't had one request for somebody's money back. Like, I have a warranty.
Wow.
You know, and not one person has been unhappy with it. So
this
I'm pretty pleased about that. Yeah.
Well,
so,
absolutely.
You're very encouraging.
Absolutely. And again, we here at the Lizzie T Radio Show in Toronto, Canada, our radio show is supporting you 150%. This is such a great invention. And it's not just the product, but it's just yourself, the idea and the ownership and everything that you have done. This is great. This is gave us hope to all of us who are entrepreneurs, who have business ideas, that wish that could be as successful as you are, and this is amazing. This is great news. I love to share this with the world, share with the Lizzie T Radio Show listeners throughout the world, and yeah, if guys, if Paul can do it, you can do it. If you have any idea, that not necessarily has to be a product, a tangible product, but I can see you also, Paul, writing a book about this, because definitely is something that you can write about it and talk about it, maybe to your grandkids, or, you know, leave a legacy. This is fantastic.
It'll be fun, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Any last words?
Well, just thank you, and please visit the website, and if you like the video, please vote for us on the contest, the Walmart contest, which is posted at the bottom of the page. Other than that, thank you very much, and it's been very enjoyable being interviewed by you. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Again, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day, Paul.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And that was inventor Paul and Carmichael. And this is great, guys. I love to listen to good ideas like that, because it gives us courage. It encourages us to continue going and to continue to pursue our dreams. And that's what it's all about. We all have dreams that we will love to work on, and we love to continue. And this is a great, great example of that. You have a dream, follow it, pursue it, and there is reward. I want to thank everyone who is listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We will be back with another show. And for the ones who are submitting their songs here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, if you need a little bit of extra exposure for your music here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we love to play your song. And we have a submission, a lady that I interviewed just about a month ago, if I'm not mistaken. Her name is Enuma, and she is playing her song. And also, I want to thank our sponsors. We have right now OMG Events, and contact Alex or Mark at 905-960-2886. And Whole Fitness Canada, also contact Michelle at 647-200-6608. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and make it a fantastic day, everyone. This is Lizzie T, your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and here's Enuma's song. Oh!